Their names and the personal things they had to talk of do not matter to our story, but only the changes and all the strangeness that this poor returning soul found in the once familiar world. In Dover itself, he remarked, little except the goodness of beer from pewter, never before had there been such a draught of beer, and it brought tears of gratitude to his eyes. "Beer's as good as ever," said he, believing it infinitely better. It was only as the train rattled them past Folkestone that he could look out beyond his more immediate emotions to see what had happened to the world. He peered out of the window. "It's sunny," he said for the 12th time. "I couldn't have had better weather." And then for the first time it dawned upon him that there were novel disproportions in the world. "Lord sakes," he cried, sitting up and looking animated for the first time, "but them's mortal great thistles growing out there on the bank by that broom. If so be they be thistles, or have I been forgetting?" But they were thistles, and what he took for tall bushes of broom was the new grass, and amidst these things a company of British soldiers, red-coated as ever, were skirmishing in accordance with the directions of the drill book that had been partially revised after the Boer War. Then whack, into a tunnel, and